gym owners that use traditional brokers to help them lease or even purchase a building are getting screwed. Trust me, I know. In 2016, I purchased a building and worked with a traditional broker. I've worked with traditional brokers in multiple locations and over a dozen times with client deals and things of that nature. They are not serving the fitness industry the way they should. They forward a bunch of emails, they might schedule a tour, but then they bounce once they get their commission check. So in 2016, I purchased my building. It allowed me to retire in 2021, and I decided I wanted to set up a commercial real estate and fitness business consulting firm, the Gym Real Estate Company. We help gym owners not only with site suitability, operational capacity analysis, creating financial projections at that new location based on everything they have going on in the business. We'll help with facility flow and the layout of equipment inside the space to maximize it. And then we also come with all my fitness business consulting experience. And we package that all into a service that the beauty of it is not paid for by the gym owner. It's paid for by the landlord. And we're able to go ahead and, in my opinion, fill this void that the fitness industry has been needing, because gym owners consistently need new leases, or if you take my opinion, you should hopefully be trying to purchase a building. And no one's been there to be able to service that, but now we are. We are the Gym Real Estate Company, and I'd love to have a conversation with you. Go ahead on Instagram, send me a DM at Gym Real Estate. We will book a free 20-minute discovery call so I can learn more about your situation and what you've got going on. I would love the chance to show you what your business can actually do from a wealth-creating standpoint. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it's another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Stop telling your employees what the plan is. Stop telling them what the solution to the problem is. Instead, you've got to create an operation, a business, a scenario, a team, a paradigm in which they are allowed and empowered to come to their own conclusions. Otherwise, you're going to be the owner that simultaneously bitches and complains. I just feel like none of them have a perspective on the business. They don't think of it as a business. They don't understand the problems. All they do is come in, coach classes. They complain about trivial bullshit. And I feel like they don't, you know, they have no business IQ. Well, it's also because you're not putting them in this position to develop business IQ. As an owner, you had shit for business IQ. And to be fucking frank, I don't know any of you, but fuck, you might have shitty business IQ still. So think about an employee. Think about a head coach, right? And I'm not talking about like your part-time coach does two classes a week. I'm not talking about that individual, okay? I'm talking about your full focus, full-time, like the people that are have managerial levels within your org chart. They're there, you know, you think of them as the next line of defense to help you grow this company. Because remember, you will not grow the company, they will. If they do not have the business IQ you want, you have got to give them the opportunity to develop it. So here's a great example. You've realized that, you know, you were pretty smart in the beginning. You know, you hired me or you got on MicroGym University or whatever it was, and you realize we're not going to open with a bloated class schedule when we first start the business. We're going to start with a very small leaned out schedule. We're going to wait till we achieve, you know, low 90% occupancy on average over the course of 6 to 8 weeks. And then we're going to slowly expand the schedule. But we're in a situation now where we have two classes in the morning, two classes in the evening. They're both packed. Where do I put the third class? I'm not sure. I think I got on a call with Stu and we decided we're going to split the difference between the classes. We're actually going to go from a full 60-minute class with a 15-minute buffer in between down to a 50-minute class with a 10-minute buffer, blah, 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 whatever we come up with. So you're like, I'm going to hold a meeting and tell everybody what's up. Okay, that's cool. But think about that. Like, that's literally, hey, everyone, come listen to hear me talk and tell you what's going to happen next. I'm not going to ask your opinion. I'm not even going to give you an opportunity to problem solve this with me. I already did that. Here's what's happening. That's what the majority of owners do. It's a one-way communication. It is an output. The only times that they take in inputs, they haven't asked for them, which is even more annoying to an owner. Think about it. Think of the last time you said, like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to change the schedule. And someone rose their hand or, you know, raised the concern and said, well, have you thought about this? And you get annoyed. You're like, I wasn't asking for your fucking opinion. This is just what's happening. I already thought this through. I'm smarter than you. That's what you're thinking. And that's what you're also saying when you go into these meetings and you just, you know, hit everyone with, here was the problem. I came up with the solution. Here's how we're going to execute the solution. And there's times where that is needed, but it's few and far between in which you should not have your leadership team, which are the key members of your staff. And you guys sit down and you, even if you already have the idea. So like I'll coach it with one of my guys, the gym owners I'm working with. I'm like, all right, we sit down and we come up with the strategy for the solution, right? That's what they're paying me for. So I've laid out the solution, but I tell them like, no, don't go have a meeting and tell everybody the solution we came up with. You know what the best solution is. Like I'm very, very confident none of your staff are going to come up with a better solution than I did. However, by you just telling them, you're not developing them. You're not giving them the opportunity to develop an IQ that would serve the business. So instead you go into the meeting and you say, hey guys, I want to have a meeting. How many of you guys have recognized the wait list and the kind of the bloating we have in these primetime AM and PM classes? I was like, yeah, you know, so-and-so has been complaining about it. And I know that wait list gets real long and clients make, you know, they'll make side comments, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So remember back to when we opened the business and I said, we were going to start with a really leaned out staff, you know, so we could maximize our utilization capacity. That way we weren't running with some weak energy classes that only had a, you know, 30% utilization. Yep. Okay. Well, at this point, I believe we've achieved that. Based on our membership numbers and our growth over the past year, I feel very confident that our classes are always right now going to be packed with energy because we have more members in the building than we have currently utilization opportunities. Currently, right now, we need to add classes to and create a better client experience because we're having wait lists. And when you have wait lists, that essentially means you have more members than you do seats. That's like if you ever hear in airlines when an airline oversells the airline, they cancel your flight at the last minute for no reason. They tell you, oh yeah, we oversold it. That's essentially kind of what happens at the gym level. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to bleed these higher utilization classes. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Does anyone have like an idea as to what we could do class structure wise, like schedule wise? What does everyone think would make more sense? And then you let them start coming up with ideas. You let them start throwing around their own hypotheses. And it's not that you're not doing this thinking that they're going to have great solutions right off the bat. Of course they're not. They're brand new to this. You just started this. But you hear it out. Like, okay. So let's say someone's like, you know, because remember, the solution to this problem was we're going to split the difference between the two classes. And for those of you guys who haven't taken courses inside of MGU, that would be like a 5 a.m. and a 6 a.m. that are packed out. Okay. And what you would go to is, and that would be generally if a gym's doing like a 60-minute class and they have like a 10 or 15-minute buffer in between. So 5 and 6, you're going to go with, you're going to go with something like 5:45 to 6:35. That's one class, 10-minute buffer, and then 6:40, whatever. You guys get where I'm going with that. I apologize. I'm trying to drive and think of this schedule chart in my fucking head, but you guys get what I'm saying. You got a 5 and a 6 that are packed. We're going to go ahead. Maybe you could go like 4:45 to 5:35 and then 5:45, because you got a 10-minute buffer, to 6:35 with another 10-minute buffer. So you're going to a 50-minute class, 10-minute buffer, and you're splitting the difference between the two classes. Good. So with that being said, that's what the solution we know is going to work. The employees, the team, help them get there. See if they can get there on their own. Spend the 30 minutes in the meeting, the 60 minutes in the meeting. Like, okay, cool. So like they'll throw a suggestion. I'd be like, yeah, so, okay, so we're packed. Okay, 5, 6, what about a 7? Yeah, that makes sense, right? We have a busy 5, a busy 6. Let's do a 7. Well, we know on our side of the table, on my side, that from an industry perspective, with where, you know, people's convenience, it's the reason that 7 p.m. classes are typically not popular. 7 a.m. gets kind of into this no man's land. It'll work, and there's some places that it does work. I'm not going to say it's never going to work. But generally, if you're an AM person, it's not by choice. It's by demand of your schedule and your life. And generally, you need to get, you got to be doing shit by 8 a.m. So a 7 a.m. doesn't work because you would be at the gym still or just leaving at 8 a.m. Now, if you can help that employees get there and talk to them about that and say, hey, that, you know what? I thought of that same thing. My biggest concern though, was, you know, I ran the industry numbers with Stu, and because of this, this, and this, I don't know, I kind of get a concern of that. What are your thoughts? Right? Like, you don't come straight out and say, like, no, it's a bad idea, and here's why. Right? You're not trying to educate them in the sense of you talking at them. You're trying to just give them little bits of information that you have now that they don't, and seeing what solution they come up with. I'm telling you, when you lead your team through these exercises, and to them, they're meetings, but to you, they're exercises in problem solving. Remember, that's what a great business owner can do. And those that are not great business owners struggle with problem solving. That's why I have a job. Because the ability to solve problems in your own business is difficult. You get snow blindness. It's hard. That's why I work with people for my business. Like, it's difficult. It's even harder for employees to solve problems in your business because they only see one side of it. They see like this one portion of the pie. And from that can make it really difficult for them to come up with a solution that's going to kind of solve the problem for the business, the client, and the staff, right? The three stakeholders in the business. So here's my thoughts going forward on this. I'm going to cut it here because I got to walk into this meeting. Next time you are making changes in the business, instead of having a hands-on meeting to tell them what's changing, have several meetings, smaller, shorter, where you present the problem in the first meeting. You give them a couple bits of information and go around them like, hey, so what suggestions do you guys have? What do you think we could try? And let them make suggestions and let this be a think tank session. You can do this in several smaller sessions. You can do this in one large meeting, whatever it is. Ultimately, your goal is, can you lead them to the solution you've come up with? And if you do it right, if you drop these little breadcrumbs along the way, so let's say you get them to the point where they figure out, oh yeah, 7 doesn't work. Okay, so maybe we go a little bit before 5, nothing crazy. And then that'll, you know, and we, you know, and then, you know, let's say 4:40 to 4:45. And then we'd run it. And then but they still haven't figured out we got to cut the class times down. Class times are not efficient at 60 minutes plus buffer. They're just not. You're not going to make it. I promise you, you're not going to make enough money unless you run multiple classes at once. Well, then they can present, be like, okay, so guys, I like that. Here's another thing I was thinking of. If we stick on this scheme and this business keeps growing. So when we started and we had, you know, the first 100 clients, we had these classes per day, 4. And now that we're at 200 clients, whatever, now we're looking to expand to this. What happens we get the 300 and 400 clients? I mean, we're going to run out of hours in the day. Does that make sense to anybody else? Does anyone else kind of think it, like when they look at that, kind of get fearful of that? See what they say. So I'm like, are our classes, do we think 60 minutes? Again, it's do we think. Do we think 60 minutes is absolutely necessary? Or do we think there's some fat that we can trim? These are the conversations that a great leader and a good problem solver has with his team, because he knows if he's the only good or she is the only good problem solver in that business, they're fucked. You need to develop other problem solvers. Next time you have a meeting, take this advice. I think you'll be really pleased with the results. Guys, that's all I got for you today. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, or if you've got a problem that you would like someone to help you solve specifically, hit me up on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk. But until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.